The British Army drove Patriot militia out of Charlotte on Tuesday, September 26, 1780. The militia retreated up today's North Tryon Street, which became the road to Salisbury, where the Continental Army was camped. The British infantry pursued them as far as Sugar Creek. Then their cavalry, under Major General George Hanger, arrived to break up the Patriot defense there. The Patriots continued up the road in this direction. The cavalry took up the chase. Men who had been retreating at infantry pace now found themselves under attack by trained horsemen. Those without horses began running up what at the time was a dirt wagon road, probably where the light rail line is now. Roughly even with the monument, several dragoons overtook 16-year-old Private George Locke. He held up his rifle to fend off their sabers, which left cuts in the barrel. But he was hacked to death, leaving behind a wife and child. His death was embellished in newspapers and became propaganda for the rebel cause. You can pay your respects at his grave at Thyatira Presbyterian Church, west of Salisbury. The Daughters of the American Revolution placed the monument to Locke you can view here in 1911, supposedly at the spot where Locke was killed, in the median between the northbound and southbound lanes. It was moved here due to the rail line construction. The plaque incorrectly lists Locke's rank. He was not an officer, and although the cavalry was the unit of Lieutenant Colonel Banastre Tarleton, he was sick that day, so it was under the command of Major Hanger. The monument says, Lieutenant Colonel George Locke, killed by Tarleton's dragoons, September 26, 1780.